Elva, the recipient, it's owner Shmuel Moshe Ben Chaya from.
Ben Chaya from, okay, with poor Shlema for both. Okay. Ready? Okay, we'll, Nes Hashem, we'll go through the rush today, most of it, on the Inyan that we saw yesterday in Tosfos regarding the issue of Afilu Miyasmi. And I know not everyone went to the rush completely. It's fine, okay? The Tosfos Be'ikar, a lot of the twists and turns of Tosfos, you'll be able to get, if not right now, over the next day or two. There's one Inyan in Tosfos specifically that's going to come up in the rush that we'll be focusing on. And then the general issue, of course, that Tosfos is dealing with, which is, of course, very much discussed in the rush. Okay, so the issue that Tosfos addresses, and we're going to see more about in the rush, is the following. As we already remarked them yesterday, there are two halachas relating to collecting from Yisomim that could be impacted by the chazaka de Resh Lakish, if it were a case of Toch Hazman. What the Gemara discusses, when the Gemara says, Afilu Miyasmi, the Gemara is talking about the rule of that you have to take a shvua when you collect from Yisomim. Afagav da'amu rabbanan, habalifra minichse Yisomim, wayifra ela b'shvua. That's a Gemara also mentioned later, dafgam egimu dozun cheskes abatim. The halacha is, and it's Tosfos is going to discuss exactly where we see it specifically, but the inyan that you have to take a shvua if you collect from Yisomim, even if you have a shtar, and presumably it's not paid, because if it were paid, the shtar wouldn't be in the hands of the malva. But the halacha is that we're concerned, possibly what could have happened was that the father paid the debt, and the shtar remained by the malva, and therefore, in order to collect from Yisomim, you need to take a shvua that the debt was not paid. That is the rule of a balifra minich Yisomim that the Gemara is discussing, or Yifra b'shvua, says the Gemara, but if we're talking toch hazman, and since we hold halacha kiresh lakish, so therefore we have a chazaka ein adam porea toch zmano, therefore there is no requirement for the malva in this case to take a shvua to collect from the Yisomim. These are Yisomim Gedolim. There's no difference between Tanim Gedolim. You need a Shvua to collect, typically. But, says the Gemara, because Halacha Kibesh Lakish, there's no need for a Shvua. There's another Halacha that we have at the end of Baba Basra and also Dafcha Beis in Erechin. The din of Enis Kakin Lenichse Yisomim, El and Cain, whatever the exceptions would be, Ribbis Achelis Behen, possibly Suvas Isha, that we cannot collect from Yisomim Ketanim. We have to wait for them to be older. What's the reason for that? So first of all, there's a hurdle that Bechlau has to be addressed in terms of the idea that you need to have the Baldin present at the time of the Din Torah. And that Tosfos mentions in the beginning, at the end of the Tosfos, that if Ketanim, as Tosfos quotes from Bava Kama, are considered Shelo B'Fanav, then you can't get started with the Din Torah at all. But even if you get around that issue, because you could have had the Din Torah, the Edim already came B'Chayi Ha'av, then the father died, but there was never a follow-up on that. Now you still cannot collect until they get older. And here we have two reasons given. One, Rapapa, and one, Funabei Reb Yeshua. Rapapa's reason is because in order to collect from Yisomim the debt of the father, you need to have the idea of Priyas Balchov Mitzvah. That's why they're obligated to pay. Again, that's a separate topic for itself. How does that relate to the notion of Shibudim? Again, not our Inyan. But since Ketanim Rabbanei Mevin Mitzvah Ninu, so Mela, it's not possible to collect from Ketanim because right now they're not Mechuyiv to pay. The other reason, which is the Halacha, like that reason, with all the Nafkaminas that flow from that, the Halacha is that the reason is not Rapapa, the reason is like Rabbi Yeshua, which is Mishum Tzrari. Tzrari is a form of payment, like a Mashkin. You give an object that you own to the Malve. And the Mela, that's a security that could become payment for the debt. We don't know if this father, before he died, gave Tzvari. And therefore, the Ketanim are not in a position to know, and they can't come and bring Eidim, the Ketanim. So therefore, we say, don't collect till the Gedolim, and then you can have the Din Torah at that point, and then they could try to prove that there was Tzvari given, if in fact it was the case. But meanwhile, we don't let you collect because of Tzvari. Since that's the reason that we're going to hold the halacha, the Gemara gives nafkaminas between the two reasons, Rav Papa's reason and Rav Funabei Yeshua's reason, two nafkaminas, either Pishachayev Moda, if the father explicitly said before he died that I did not give tzvari, so according to the second reason, there's no problem in collecting because there's no chesh tzvari, but according to a papa, he still can't collect. And the other nafkamina, didn't he do umeis b'shamte, and you know because he was put in cherem and he never got out of it that he didn't give tzvari. So those are two nafkaminas, and we hold like that reason. Now, the question is there another possible nafkamina? And another case that the Gemara could have spoken about by mentioning halacha k'Rish Lakish. If we hold like Rish Lakish, then erev prayer toch zmano, and if we equate a payment of tzvari with a payment of the chov itself, the piron, then it should come out that the halacha would be, according to Rav Huna Rav Yeshua, who we hold like, and we hold like Rish Lakish, even though the two don't agree, that's side point, Tosus mentions, right? But meanwhile, if we hold like Rish Lakish, and we hold the reason of tzvari, and we assume that tzvari and piron are identical, that they're not given tozmano, then it should come out that if you want to collect from the somim ketanim, tozmano, you could. Which brings up a question that's going to be addressed in Tosus and in the Rush, and we want to come back, Mr. Shem, this year to analyze more carefully this question. This is one of the questions that finds its way into Tosus. That why did the Gemara choose, when it wants to tell me the point of that because of the halacha of Einan Peretok's Mano, therefore it comes out, afilu miyasmi, that even though normally you have to take a shavua when you collect from Yisomim, because otherwise maybe it was paid, so the Gemara says here, we're not going to be concerned because it's Tok's Mano. Why did the Gemara choose that halacha? Why didn't the Gemara choose the other halacha to tell me that even though normally you can't collect from Yisomim, Ketanim, and Iskakin because of the possibility of Tzvari, but Tokas Man, assuming Tzvari is no different than payment, so he could collect from Ketan. That's a question that drives possibly us to think that there's a difference between Tzvari and regular payment. That Tzvari might in fact be paid tochazman, and that's in fact shitas hatosfos, and that's where Tosfos ultimately ends up trying to bring rayas, deflecting of those rayas, and ending up with certain rayas to that end. That in fact tzvari is different. That's going to be the segue now to the rush. The rush is going to bring Rabbeinu Yona, who holds that way. We'll see a little bit more in terms of the svaris, that tzvari is different than piron. Tzvari is something that could be given even tochazman. And piron, on the other hand, that's where in unpair tozmano. The Rush is going to disagree. The Rush is going to say that there is no difference. And therefore, according to the Rush, in a chinami, just like in unpair tozmano helps us to collect without a shvua, it also helps us to collect from ketanim as well, because there is no concern of tzvari, just like there's no concern of piron. This is basically the outline of what we're going to do in the Rush. Again, the details of Tosfos, the ins and outs, different kashas, truchim, you'll be able to figure out if you haven't yet on your own. But basically, we're into the etzem sugya itself and the svaras behind it. Says the Rush, again, if we had a little more time, we could probably have gone over more than Tosfos, but I trust everybody can do it. Let's see the Rush. So the Rush quotes the Gemara and the statement, Hilchos HaKiresh Lakish, a few lines in, to Siman Tes. Hilchos HaKiresh Lakish afilu miyasmi, and he quotes the words of our Gemara. Ve'af agav de amamar bo liparv nach zisom miparv l'shvua chazaka delavi inish deparv gozimne. The Rosh goes on record and says, "Va'afilu miyisom miketanim." This halacha that you can collect from yisomim toch hazman, there's no concern that it was paid, is true by yisom ketanim as well. Even though the reason why you don't normally collect from some ketanim is because of tzvari, but tzvari is no different than regular payment, and therefore the chihecha de lo parinish begozimne hachinami lamitzvah tzvari begozimne. Just like we say, a person doesn't pay tochazman, you don't hand over bundles of collateral that could become payment tochazman. That's shita sarash. In other words, the Rush argues on Tosfos. Who disagrees? Who holds that tzvari is different? Says the Rush, Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah is al kasef. The afal gav d'lo chashinan lepiron v'gozimne. It's true that we're not suspecting that there was payment tochazman, Litzvari chashinon afigotim. Tzvari is different. Tzvari could even have been tochazman. The maskon of it inish the mitzvahs apetochazman. Tzvari is a maskin. A maskin you can give him even tochazman payment. You're not going to pay early, but a maskin you can give it any time. The afishasalva. Even b'shasalva, you're not going to pay b'shasalva. By definition, you just took the loan out. But tzvari is different. Tzvari, you can give b'shasalva, tochazman, it's all possible. And now Rabbeinu Yonah adds an interesting twist. Interesting. Ulahachi lo piresh taima de'enis kokin mishum piro elo mishum tzvari. Rabbeinu Yonah is introducing an interesting question. When the Gemara gives the reason of Avun ben Rabbi Shua, why is the halacha the enes kakim nixi sam ketanin? Why? What did he say? Mishum tzvari. Why do you have to say tzvari? What could he have said? No. What could he have said? Because Piron, maybe the father paid. Why do you have to say because the father gave a maskin, bundle of his objects? With could have said Piron. That's Rabbeinu Yonah is alluding to such a question. He says, "I'll tell you why." Because of what I'm saying, because there's a nafkamina. Lahachi lo pirish taima de inis kaken mishem Piron el mishem tzvari laashmi inan, to let us realize the af betochas man ein nefroin. In other words, with regard to Piron, so then tochazman, you'd be able to collect because in a prayer tochazmano. But tzvari is different. Tzvari person does give tochazman, could give tochazman. Therefore, nafkamina, by saying tzvari, he wants us to realize that even tochazman you can't collect. Mamish, or Yonah's shita, which is again consistent with Tosvos, he wants to say it's supported by the fact that the Gemara gave the reason for the Yeshua, the reason of Tzvar. This Raya, did Tosis bring this Raya? No, this is something new. As much as you went through Tosis backwards and forwards, this you didn't find in Tosis. And I can conjecture why. If anything, I have a little bit of a Ha'ara on Rabbeinu Yonah. Maybe someone can Mechaven. Rafi. Say it again.
We already know that
Rav Hunde Rishua holds like a Bayev Rav. Not like who? Rish Lakish. So for him, there's no nafkamina. As far as Rav Hunde Rishua's own shita is concerned, Piron could have also been when? Tochazman. So if the Gemara would have said it, I understand that the Gemara picked Tzvari more than a Piron, because the Gemara holds like Rish Lakish, and therefore nafkamina the Gabi Tochazman. But who is the one that said Tzvari? Vahun Rav Shua himself. And he's the one that says Agamara, Avdike, Kabai Varava. So has it been Yonah bring a raya for the fact that Rav Hunde Rav Shua picked the reason of Tzvari because of nafkamina tochazman, which for him is not a nafkamina? It's interesting. No, Tosus, I understand what Tosus didn't bring. This is a riot. What's Pshat Rav Yonah, though? Like, he gave you a reason that's not going to be nafkamina for him, but nafkamina for someone who argues on him. Maybe. I mean, that's hard to know. But that's what Ben Yonah is trying to emphasize, that the reason why he picked Rabbi, not Piron, is going to be now that for Tochazman, you also won't be able to cut. For Rav Hunde Rav Shua himself, it wouldn't matter. The reason of Piron would have sufficed even for Tochazman. Apparently, he must mean, but he gave a reason that for Kulei Alma, you, no one could debate at this point and argue about Tochazman. Because even if you argue on me about Piron, but Tzvari is different. Okay, maybe that's what he means. Okay. Well, Amaisa, the Rush, who's going to argue on Rabbeinu Yonah, is going to come back to this question as well. So this question, this diuk, why the reason of Tzvari was offered as an explanation of Enes Kakin, rather than Piron, again, although it didn't get mentioned in Tosfos, it's going to get mentioned in the Rush. So far, Rabbeinu Yonah brought it as a raya to explain why Tzvari is a chshash tochazman, because that's why he mentioned Tzvari, because it's an afkamina for tochazman. And the Rush is going to say something different on this, because the Rush, of course, argues that Tzvari is also not given tochazman. And this is where the Rush comes and disagrees. The lone hirali. The Rush now tells me in Svara why he disagrees. The Rosh Shriach Klal It's totally not common at all that you're going to give a bundle of tzvari of mashkin toch hazman. Now, look how far the Rush takes it, Rabotzai. Take this, digest what he's about to read, the next sentence. The Rush is so convinced that tzvari is not something that's done toch hazman. He's going to explain soon why. To what extent? Va'afilu la'abaye ve'rova. The Amri, im yizdamnu maos lelove toch hazman. Now he gives you, agav, just a little bit of a window into the psychology of Rabbi Verovis Svara, of Ovid Inish. He gives you that on the way here. That even the they who hold that if you end up having money toch hazman, zimnin depara, you might very well prepay. Why? What's the lolitar done? So Rush gives us a little bit more background. Lefi sheyare shemayotzi amos. What are you afraid of? What's the way tired of an idea that you might end up spending the money that you have right now, which is to pay for, which would be good to pay for the chol, but you might spend it. And when the time comes and the loan is due, tarid leo bother. So what's that low tired of? Just a little bit more in terms of shat, that you're afraid of what? That if you have the money now, and if you're not going to pay now, what's going to be? You end up spending it, and then when it comes this man, he'll bother me, and I won't have the money. That's the little tired of it. So that's why they would very possibly pay early. Says the Rush, but that only makes sense regarding what? Regarding Piron itself. But regarding Tzvari, what is Tzvari? What are you giving for Tzvari? Your own objects, your mashkin. It's not going anywhere. You're not going to go pawn it somewhere and not going to have it and then spend that money. I mean, you have it. Your objects are your objects. They're not going anywhere. So, what's the reason? Why would you want to give tzvari toch hazman one of the things that you own? Im yikshenu bismano. So, what's your little tire done, so to speak? He's going to come and can come and demand payment bismano. So then, what can you do at that point if you have to buy time? You give it to him then. It's not going anywhere. You've got your chafatzim in your house. Od yeshous liten lo echad mechafatzav. So the Rush. So we see this is like taking the inyan much more clear in terms of understanding the ins and outs of what's going on here. Do you give tzvari toch hazman? Binu Yonah says yes. Tosis says yes. Rabbeinu Yonah says you do even b'shas the halva itself. Do you want to give a little? You want to give the person goodwill and security, make him feel good that he's not that you're a good person and you're going to pay and you can potentially have this as payment. That's the psychology of why you give tzvari toch hazman for Binu Yonah. And the rest is something totally different. The Rush says you would not give toch hazman. There's no reason for it. And not only that, even Abaye v'Rava would agree. There's no lo-letardon issue. Fundamentally, you don't pay toch hazman. The only reason why Abaye v'Rava hold you do is because of lo-letardon, you might not have the money later and you're going to spend it now. So you pay now. But tzvari, what's the point? Therefore, when is tzvari a concern? A second. So when is tzvari a concern? Avalut tzvari chashinan gabi yasmi. When? Only when? Achar hazman. Because when is it common that you'll give tzvari? At what point in the evolution of this story of the halva? The milsa d'shchicha hi, kisha malva noges l'lova, when it's now due date, and the malva comes running after him to pay, marviach lozman, amaski te lo mashkin shia betoch ma'osa. So the malva says, okay, I'll give you a little bit of extension if you give me some security. So then he gives him the tzvari at that point, and then the malva gives him a little more time to pay, and then when he pays, he'll give him back the mashkin. And therefore, where is tzvari a concern with Gabi collecting from you some ketanim? At what point? When? When you achar hazman hilkach lo gavi miyasmi adegadli. So therefore, you don't collect from yisomim until they get older, because what are we thinking could happen in the meantime? Shema yimtzu edim. Maybe now edim will come and testify shehitzus of the tzvari when at this man. Pause. So basically, the Rush. We have more of an understanding of the machlokas here. Tosis on the one side with Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rush on the other side. Do you give tzvari toch hazman? Rabbeinu Yonah, Tosis say yes. Rabbeinu Yonah explains why. The Rush comes back and says no. There's no reason for it. Ad kedei kach that even Abaye v'Rava would agree as well. And therefore, it's only achshas tzvari after this man. David from before. Yeah. No, you.
From the fact that he's giving the mashkel. As a mashkel, doesn't that show he's not necessarily going to have it? It seems like if there's something that's going to go first, it seems like.
Look, anything is possible. Anything is possible. In other words, don't forget, the Rush took two steps here. The Rush took the step of saying that you can give tzvari only achas man, not tochas man, but he also expressed it even for bai v'rav. One could have perhaps not gone as far as the Rush. You know, you could argue that for Reish Lakish, right? So Reish Lakish, you could differentiate between tzvari and piron, right? In other words, what could you say? You could say that for Reish Lakish, you don't give piron and you don't give tzvarish. The other way, in other words, there's no difference. But a bai v'rav, there's also no difference. The Rush in taking on Rabbeinu Yonah is saying a step beyond that. He's saying tzvari is not giving tochas man, for sure not for Reish Lakish. No, so he's rightly arguing that the Rabbeinu Yonah says tzvari is different. You would pay tochas man, but he turns it min hakatzal hakatzal. He says not only that, but bai v'rav also wouldn't think that you give tzvari tochas. There's no reason for it. You could have not gone as far as that. You could have assumed that bai v'rav, okay, piron tochas man, tzvari tochas man, and maybe as well for Reish Lakish, maybe tzvari is different than piron. Maybe it's not. That's the question. Yeah.
What about the Shas Halva?
Rabbeinu Yonah assumes yes. I don't think the Rush probably would assume not.
Why?
I mean,
Because
there's a common time to give tzvari is in order to buy time when he's coming after you.
Or maybe still I won't trust the fact that he'll buy, so he wants him to give a mashal now. That's generally how mashal works.
Yeah. I mean, in order to motivate him to lend you. Yeah. So maybe there's b'chashash that maybe he gave him b'chashash halbat. Sorry, why doesn't he consider that possibility?
I think that the question.
It's interesting. I noticed the Pepul Charifta as you're speaking. Ukin Sivkat and Zayin. On the words of the Rush, the Loshiach Klal Shalat Tzvari B'Tochas Man. So he says the Pepul Charifta is the Tosus Yontif, as you know. The b'chashash halva matis mashkin shem ein nosin lo mashkin chay sheitcheiv lo yuvelo. So he does acknowledge your point. He says tochas b'shas alvar maybe yes, but don't talk about tochas man. So he's saying, so what you're asking, so maybe there should be a chash tzvari that he gave him b'shas alvar. Maybe that's what.
Maybe just if there was a mashman at the beginning of the halas, then we would have known about that.
You would known about it.
Because
even Rabbeinu Yonah doesn't seem to consider that to be the chash tzvari. He's saying shchiach that you give it tochas man and even b'shas alvar. So he holds that it's just as common to give it any time from the time of Alvar and on. But not that the chshash that we're concerned about is the story of chshash Alvar. Maybe what you're saying, because that we would have known about. But the chshash that we wouldn't know about is that they'll give it some point in the interim. The shayla is that window of time doesn't include the tochas man window. Apparently that doesn't seem to be part of the equation, that we're choshish for tzvari of chshash Alvar. Apparently that's, no one's talking about that. But apparently you're right. The Rush, according to Pepul Charifta, the Rush agrees that he can give it b'chshash Alvar, but not tochas man. And he gives you the reason for that. Why wouldn't imagine to do that? Yeah.
Tzvari would also be like a little bit less of a mashkon, being like sometimes like you make a deal and there's like a real mashkon and it could be even in the contract or part of your agreement, where tzvari almost sounds like You're saying, oh, you're trying to, like, I'm just going to give you this. It sounds like a little bit lesser than a mashkin.
It's a quasi-payment, right? Mashkin is a potential for gviya, for collecting. I mean, the sugis of mashkin are very, you know, mashkin b'shasava, shel b'shasava, kona mashkin, all kind of inyanim. Svari is something more closer to a payment. Yeah. But you have to be magdir exactly what it is. Yeah.
The Rush also say that tzvari can be given bismano.
Bismano means when he's coming to collect.
And offer.
Well, I think right now we're not focusing on this Yoma de Mishlum Zmani per se. Lomaisa, he can't come to collect till after that point comes. So it's now Lachazmano. He's coming out to collect. You know, so when can he come? He can come after that due date. Now he can come and collect. Now let's see, we have more to deal with in this Rush. So far we're just laying the groundwork, and what the Rush has mentioned, we're going to see soon a very important Kasha of Kiva Eger. Just, let's go on. So everyone's holding so far, Baruch Hashem, right? We're holding the Rush, good. So we have Rabbeinu Yonah on the one hand, we have the Rush on the other hand, and we have the diuk that the Rabbeinu Yonah made, that we didn't see in Tosa such a diuk, but what was that? Let's remind ourselves. Why did the Gemara explain for Rabbi Yeshua the reason of Enis Kakin Mishum Tzrari, as opposed to the reason of Mishum Piron? So Rabbeinu Yonah thought that would be a raya to him, that because Nafkamina is for Tozmano when Piron wouldn't happen, we hold like Reish Lakish, and Tzvari might happen Tochazman, and the Rush couldn't say that. The Rush is now saying that Tzvari would also would be toches man. So what about the dig of Rabbeinu Yon? So why did the Gemara mention Mishum Tzvari? So Rashi suggests something different. Ulahachi nami amrinan, and it's for the following reason that the Gemara gives time of Mishum Tzvari v'lo Mishum Piron. Explains the Rashi as follows. The issue is, can you collect now from the Yisomim? Do you have to wait till they get older? Says the Rush, the chashash piron eino maspik el inyan shvuah. The possibility of piron is only sufficient to say you're going to collect, but I want you to verify that it wasn't paid. Now, we can be concerned about possibility of piron, even though the guy has a star. And typically, when you have a star, it shows that you were not paid, because otherwise, why do you have the star still? You would have given it up. But nevertheless, it could be that you were paid and you still have the star. So in order that to be absolutely sure, we're going to make you take a shvuah. So the chashash piron is enough for gabi shvuah, but not v'lo litchos ha-piron ha-shiyigdalu, but not to postpone payment that you can't get paid until you get older. That's not a reason. The chashash piron is not a good enough reason. Why? Mishum de'im isa de'para avuon, have the father really paid, meaning piron, mamish, havim ha'ad le'shtara. He would have given back the shtar. Maybe the Edom is still going to come and testify in the interim that he did pay and he didn't take the shtar. That's not very so unlikely. V'lo chashinan. Shema yavo Edom shepara v'iniyach hashtar biyadud mosad goshchichi. So what the Rosh is saying is that what is the concern and what isn't the concern by Yisrael Mekitanim that would not allow us to collect now but we have to wait. Why do we pick Tzvari and not Piron? Says the Rush, because Piron, he has a star. So of course it wasn't paid. Maybe he did pay and the star was not given up and Edom will come. We're not worried about that. Where could Piron make a difference as far as Ein Nifrei Ela B'Shvuah? Because, look, it could happen. Verify with a Shvuah. That, yes, you're collecting anyway, take a Shvuah. But to say you're not going to collect now because of that possibility, when he has a shtar, that's not something lechoshes for. What are we? But apparently, with tzvari, on the other hand, what happens by tzvari? The shtar stays where it is. When you give tzvari, you're not keeping it for the shtar. You give tzvari, but meanwhile you're vulnerable now because meanwhile he still has the shtar. So the chashash tzvari has more to be worried about. Gives us cause for concern, notwithstanding the fact that the malva has the shtar. By tzvari, you don't take the shtar back. By piron, you do. So therefore, the Rosh says that's the reason why, the reason Rav Bishua gave as an explanation of why Ein Niskak and Nilsei Sam Ketanim because of Tzvari, not Bishua Rishon Piron. According to Beinu Yona, it was because of the Nafka Mina that he wanted to suggest of Tochas Man, that Tzvari could be given Tochas Man and Piron not. We had our Ha'ara on that Rav Bishua himself doesn't hold as a difference. Okay. But the Rosh, who argues that Beinu Yona, gives a different explanation. That the reason is because Piron, chashash piron, when the person, the malva is a shtar, is only good enough to require a shvuah, but not to postpone payment. So what do we need to say? We need to say tzvari. Tzvari is possible even when he has the shtar, and therefore maybe Edom will come and testify, therefore for now you can't collect. Okay, so far so good? Now let's go to the next line of the Rosh. V'chitem. Now this already should be familiar from Tosfos. V'chitem, in magvi miyasni ketanim. So this is Shita Sarash, right? You could collect from Yisom Ketanim. When? What does he mean here? When? You could collect some ketanim. In what case? Fill me in. When? I don't hear. No. What are we talking about? Not Rivetzel. What? I don't hear you. I keep backing. What? No. What's the rush? What's the rush talking about? Imagvi Yisom Ketanim. When? Which case? B'tochas Man. That's the point. That's the whole rush. That's the rush versus Rabbeinu Yonah. Right? If you tell me that you, that, in other words, B'tochas Man, when we have Chazaka the Rish Lakish, what did Tosfos hold Rabbeinu Yonah hold, Chevra? What do they hold? That B'tochas Man doesn't matter. You can't collect Yisom Ketanim. The Tzvari is still a problem. What does the rush hold on the other hand? You could collect from and it would be an afkamina, therefore by case of Tochas Man, you could collect because there's no tzvari, just like there's no piron, there's no v'chitema imagvi miyisom ketanim havelelam neymar. Then what could the Gemara have chosen to say But by saying it was a Kriyas Lakish, the Mokas Ra'af, I got the Amamar. And it's called Nixi Solim, I'm Kimis El Chelos Behen, the Ayu Biktanim, Avahida Boli Porem Nixi Solim, the Ayu Afilu Bigdolim. So what's the Rosh we're asking? Where do we see this question before? In Tosis, right? We saw this question in Tosis. Why did the Gemara focus by emphasizing the din of Haboli Para needs a Shvua, and Tochas Man doesn't need a Shvua? The Gemara could have focused on a different halacha of Yisomim, that Yisomim Ketanin, that you usually can't collect from Yisomim Ketanin, unless the case of Ribbis and so on. But by Tochas Man you could. So this was the Kasha that Tosis had. And the answer Rush gives is the same answer as we saw in Tosis. We just explained it a little bit. I mean, again, you'll find that line in Tosis in a second. Let's just read the next words of the Rush. If you were to pick that halacha of not haboli para, loyipara b'shvua, but the halacha in iskakin, hava mina the gavi b'shvua, you would say, but then maybe shvua is required, even tochas man to kedin hanifa mina yisomim. You would think shvua yes. Okay, just track that in Tosis, and right, just focus on that just within the larger Tosis and all the ins and outs. Just show me where we had that in Tosis, and then we'll explain it. Second, I know what you're asking, maybe, but let's just wait. Just find this in Tosis, Rabosai, just to... Who can quote me the words in Tosis, no? But we just, the ain't good. The ain't gavi raya, right? The third word on the line. Tzvariyat v'sinu. The ain't gavi raya, Tosis in the initial part of Tosis, to try to prove that Tzvari is different. And he says, you can't prove it from here. And this is, in fact, what the Rosh is going to have to say, and the Ramban as well. The ain't gavi raya, midelo kama hocha afagav da marbana in skokin usam tan kin rizachalus behen. So, the Lomari Biktanim El Dafka Bigdom. So, shouldn't that prove that the whole halacha of Tochas Mano is only relevant for Ktanim, is only relevant for Gdolim, but Ktanim you could collect? No. So, Tosis says a few things. Number one, the Shem Mishim Rapapa, Nakim will say Bigdolim, maybe because Rapapa, so then Ktanim for sure wouldn't matter. That's the first thing. Inami, and this is what we just saw in the Rush, Inami, Nakadahu the Bali Paro, Lashmi Inan, the Gavi Afilo, the Roshvu. And that's, now let's go to the Rush, and that's what the Rush says, yeah? The Avinak, but the Rush just explains a little bit better. The Iavinaket in this Kakin, I would think, yeah, but Shvua is required. To explain it a little bit more, and the Ramban also says this, because the Ramban holds like the Rush. In other words, there's an extra Chiddush that you wouldn't have known otherwise. The Chiddush is Shvua. Shvua, we're always choshish for more. You know, maybe, take a Shvua. So if I didn't talk about the din of Haboli Para, I would talk about the din of Yisom Ketanim, which granted you could collect without having to wait because it's Tochas Man. But what would I still think? That Ben Ketanim, Ben Gedolim, what do you need? Tochas Man as well? What do you need? A Shvua. So therefore, he has to tell me this Chiddush of Boli Para to tell me that you don't need a Shvua either. Rabban says this in one line, he just adds, he says, Ubedinu Dahavi Lulameimar Hacha, the Rabban is like the Rush. The Bedinu Dahavi Meimar Hacha, Dama Minus Kokin. Ala Ribusha Kamashbalan. If you'd be any reason to be suspecting Piro, anything, you wouldn't have to be able to get away without a Shvua. So the reason why he says the Boli Para is why? Tell me specifically Shvua. Now Rabosai, maybe or maybe it's not, maybe it's Jacob's question, maybe it's not, but either way, it's Rabbi Kivego's Kasha. But see if we can really chab this Kasha. The Rush go through this question and answer that we just read in Tosfos and in the Ramban. What's the question? What did the Gemara pick the din of Haboli Para with regard to the case of Tochas Mano, as opposed to picking which halacha? The halacha of Enis Kakin with Gabi Tochas Mano. Now, when the Gemara is saying it, the Gemara is saying it with regard to what comment that was said right before. Hilchisa Kibesh Lakish. Given the halacha Kibesh Lakish, that Ein Adam Poreya Tochas Mano, therefore it follows that, fill in the blank. It follows that, even though typically a Boli Para needs a Shvua, Tochas Mano doesn't need a Shvua. And what are we asking? The Gemara should have filled the blank with what? Even though halacha Kibesh Lakish, therefore, Even though typically what? You come to the Yisomi Ketanim, you can't collect, but Tochazman, you could collect. And why is that? Because Hilchasa Kirish Lakish. Why can't you collect without a shvua by Yisomi Gedolim? What are we afraid of? Tzvari or Hiro. Right? I there's a star. Still, Shvua. Okay. So the answer is Tochazman, we're not afraid for Piro. When it comes to Alocha Venus Kakin, why can't you collect from Ktanin? What are we afraid of? Tzvari. What did the Rosh say before as far as Piron? Why did he pick Tzibari, not Piron? Because we're not Choshev Piron. Why? Why? Because Mav is a star. Tzibari, concerned about. Tzibari, he keeps the star even if he gives it. And why in fact is there not Nochshash Tzibari Tochazman? Because you don't give Tzibari Tochazman. And who holds that way? Only Rish Lakish or even Abayev Rabbah? What did the Rosh say? Abayev Rabbah as well. So what are we asking Gemara to do? Hilch is like Rish Lakish! And I want to tell you how far that goes. That Hilch is like Rish Lakish in Prayer Tozmano. And therefore, you should know the following. Because Halacha Kirish Lakish, therefore you should know that even though normally in this Kakin, Nichri Som Ketanin, because of Hilchash of Tzvari, but because Hilchas HaKadosh Lakish, we know now that no Tzvari was given to Tochazman, therefore you collect right away. Does that make sense according to the Rosh? Why not? Because not telling Rish Lakish. The Rosh says even by Barav agree that you don't give Tzvari to Tochazman. So what's going on in this line of the Rosh? The whole Kasha shouldn't start. The Kasha, the Gemara should have substituted the other Halach of Yisomin. Not the halacha of Balifra, Leiper B'Shvua, but the halacha of Enes Gakin, but that wouldn't square with Rish Lakish because that's a Bayev Rava also. That's not because of Rish Lakish. Tzvari is now given Tochazman, period. Even according to Bayev Rava, who paid Tochazman. So what are we even asking that we have to answer? I don't know if I screamed loud enough. On both sides, you hear the Kasha B'Kibeger? Yes or no? Yeah? Maybe? Again. Tosfos himself, I'm not bothered by, because Tosfos never said as far as the Rosh. Tosfos went ahead and said that Tzvari could be paid Tochazman. And don't prove otherwise from the fact that the Gemara doesn't pick a different halacha of Yisomim, the halacha of Enes Kakin, because Tosfos, the Gemara wants to give the chiddush of there's not even going to be a Shavuah. But if the Gemara would have picked that halacha, it would have made sense. It would have said that because you hold like Rish Lakish, and not like Abayev Rava, that's why you can collect from Yisomim Ketanim. Because Abayev Rava might hold that you would not collect because you could just as well give Tzvari Tochazman, just like Piro. Tosfos never said Abayev Rava are also mold that you don't give Tzvari. So Tosfos makes sense. But the Rosh himself, who said earlier when he went as far as saying that you don't give Tzvari Tochazman, he said not just for Rish Lakish, even for Bayev Rava. You prepay Tochazman, but Tzvari, you don't give Tochazman. You have your chayfet, you keep it, you give it them later. But if that's correct, then what did Rush need? What was the Rush's question that he had to answer? That the Gemara, if it's true that you can collect Tochazman from Yisomim Ketanim and I have to wait, so why did the Gemara pick that halacha of Yisomim Ketanim? What should the Gemara say? Because halacha Kirish Lakish, therefore you can collect from Yisomim Ketanim because we're not afraid that he gave Tzvari. That's not just Kirish Lakish, it's a Bayev Rav as well. The Lishon of Rabbi Kiva Eger, just to bring it for the third time out, Rosh of Kiva Eger, it's a short paragraph, it's in your Kovetz. With a tzarech ha'ir and gadol, he says, "Bedivrei harash." It's like after all the gemaras and all here in the base. Bedivrei harash, the first paragraph, the sugya. V'chi teima igoven the yisomik tanim hafilo meimar afagav the omar marin iskakin. Right? That's the words of the Kasha. Should I give you a second? You want to see it inside? Yes, no, maybe? I don't have to. But, yes? What?
You don't have a COVID.
Ah, yeah, yeah. Okay. If you wish. Tamuali. This is the Kasha the Rush has to address. The Rush holds that you could collect Tochazman from Yisrael Miketanen because there is no Chash. Tamuali. Halofima dehikdim harush. The chash piron eno maspik litchos hapiron at sheyigdulu el mechshat svari. Now, so why do we pick svari and not piron? And the reason by Eniskakin, so the Rabbeinu Yonah thought that not, the reason was because of his halacha, because of nafkamina for toch hazman. The rush is not true. The reason he picked it was because it's not enough of a reason to delay the payment. Because after all, the shtar is by the malve. And he also said, "Gan hikdim da fila bay v'rava sviru lo de dafka perer adam tos zmano, but tzvay vada eno mafis tos zmano. Umishem piron lo dachina meligros. Im kem emela yehe adin, da fila bay v'rava govin miyasmi tos zmano." It should come out that bay v'rava also hold that you can collect tos zmano, not because of ishlokish per se, because piron, you don't have a problem of suspecting if the guy is a shtar. And Tzvari, you don't give tochazman. Togat tzvari lo chashin tochazmano. Umishim piron lo dachina miligvos. In kein memela, ein haschala lekushya. Dahavale lomar, afagav de omamar enis kakin. There's no beginning to the kasha of afagav de omamar enis kakin. Dahabai lamemar, hilchzakir eshlakish shavir miyasmi, bazed in niskakin liyasmi ktanim, lo yotolam ishim hilchzakir eshlakish. To say the din of Niskakin Yisim Gitam, you don't, it's not because of Ishlokish more than a Bai Varava. I feel if you are Varavai Niskakin Kanab, it's Ochi and God. Now everybody hears it. Anyone have, maybe, is there any way to wiggle out of this Kasha? Any way at all? Anything we can say? I mean, Mamish, it sounds like, Mamish, the Rush is like, it doesn't connect. The whole Kasha shouldn't start because it's not totally in Ishlokish. What could the Rush be saying? That the Rush has to give a teretz. No, but he wants to tell me the chidush of Gabi Shvua. You couldn't have picked the other halacha, because that wouldn't have been dependent on Ish Lakish. What do we say? What can we say? Rabbi Yosef, you're the kasha of Kivega? Yeah. It's worth it just to come to Shia, just for Kivega's kasha, okay? We say a teretz, don't say a teretz, we go weiter. But meanwhile, just understand the cheshbon of learning the Rush. Like, you read the Rush, one line to the other, like, Mamish, what do you say here? We could leave it, but we could maybe say something. So one possibility, but if I'm right, then I don't know if Kivega, why he's asking the Kasha, like the Cheshbin. The Rush talked about a case, maybe Dani, you want to say before, no? You want to say something? I mean, the halacha is clear that even a milva b'shtar, the halacha is ein iskakin, and halacha is lo yifel b'shvua. And by shvua, even though the malva is b'shtar, we're worried about piron, granted. And by ein iskakin, by milva b'shtar, the chashash is only tzvari. I grant you that. What if it's a milva peh? And toch hazman. So what would Rish Lakish hold? You don't pay toch hazman, right? And Abai Rabbah say, do pay toch hazman. So just eliminate that factor from the Rush and talk about a case of Enis Kake by Milval Peh. Maybe that would be the Kasha. The Gemara wants to say, "Uchzak Rish Lakish." Therefore, what? Therefore, Habali Para would not need a shvur by Gedolin, by some Gedolin. Okay, that could be by Milva Bishtar as well, because typically Milva Bishtar, notwithstanding he has a shtar, but shvur you need, even though usually he took the shtar back, but he maybe he paid you and he didn't take the shtar back. Fine. But the question would be, let the Gemara pick the case of the Enis Kakin. And where it would be relevant for Ishlakish versus Abai Varava, Just what case would that be? It wouldn't case of milvah b'shtar. You're right. By milvah b'shtar, there's no concern to delay payment because of possibly that he paid, because we're not concerned that maybe he paid and left the shtar, and we're not thinking Edom are going to come and find that to be the case. Fine. Granted. And Tzvari, Abai, Rava would agree, doesn't it? You're right. So milvah b'shtar, there'd be nothing to talk about. The cheshbon is correct. But what about milvah peh? So he has a milvah peh. He has Edom that he took that he lent the father money. There's no shtar. Now, he wants to collect from Yisrael Miketanet, Toch Hazman, and we should say, for Abai v'Rava, you can't collect. Why? For Abai v'Rava, you can't collect. Why? Because maybe what? Maybe the father what? Maybe father paid Toch Hazman. Shlokish. We know he didn't pay, so he could collect. So maybe that's the kasha would have to be in the case of Milvel Peh. But I mean, I don't know why I'm wrong. In other words, B'kvegas, like Toch Yin Gada, like, so maybe it's a Milvel Peh. So there, the kasha could still be a kasha that it connects to Rish Lakish.
You need
Edom on the halva. But the point is, it still could have paid, and there's no evidence he didn't pay, so there is a chashash, a piron, and according to Abai v'Rava, you could not collect because maybe he paid. The reason why the Rush negated that possibility was only because he would have taken the shtar back. That's a move of the shtar. So why would it be a move al peh? Move al peh, according to Rish Lakish, you can't say I paid. Toch Hazman. If he should collect me a salmon, by Toch Hazman. So therefore, the Mar could have still, the Kash is still, the Mar should have picked the example of move al peh from his Tanim. So why pick the case of Gedolin? The answer is what the Rush gives, because he wants to have the Chiddush of Shavuot. Questions? Something else. Let's take it to another level. This is going to a little bit connect to a later part of the Rush, but we'll quote in a second. I'm going to skip a little bit, but I want to ask a question and then discuss the question, you know, the inyan for itself, and then we'll see it in the Rush further on. We won't do every last word of the Rush, but it's something that's going to be nogea toward the end of the Rush. Okay? This question that we're focusing on right now, the question that the Rush mentions, that the Ramban mentions, and the Tosus mentions, the Hadal Amrinan, right? That the Gemara says Hilchos HaKirish Lakish and follows up with what example? That the din of Habali Para lo yipara el b'shvua yisomim gedolim, says the Gemara, but Toch Hazman, you don't need a shvua. That's what the Gemara does say. The Rishonim are asking a question. That the Gemara could have picked a different example of Yisomim for the Toch Hazman case, that Hilchasek Rishlakish, therefore, even though we know normally ein niskakin, you don't collect at all from Ketanim, Yishum Chashash Tzvari, but Toch Hazman, you could collect from Ketanim. And would that be true? So according to the Rosh, according to Ramban, yes. According to Tosfos and Ben Yonah, no. Do we have a raya from the Gemara? How come the Gemara didn't pick that example? So that's what we saw. It's not a raya. Because the Gemara wants to tell me the Chiddush specifically regarding what? Ganesh. I want to understand the question better. What is this question? What are we asking? That the Gemara should have picked a second example of a nafkamina? Or the Gemara should have picked that instead of the one it said? What was this question? The Gemara says, Afagav dam rabbanan boli para, and Afagav dam rabbanan that in his kakin? Or what the Rishonim are asking is, the Gemara should have chosen not the din of boli para b'shvua, Gemara should have picked the din of in his kakin. What do you see from the Rishonim? It should say instead. Havelil Meir instead of. And furthermore, because if the Gemara was, if the Kasha was, it should say two things, then what's the Teretz? The Teretz is he wants to tell me, he wouldn't know the Chiddush of Shvuah. Okay, so tell me that and tell me the other one also. I mean, it's not like from one I'd know the other. So maybe you can't collect from Ketanim, but you don't need a Shvuah. How would you know? The answer is, they're asking, pick this and not the other one. If that's the case, let's just ask ourselves, what is the big question? One halacha is each halacha is its own halacha. This is halacha that when you have to take a shvuah, a shvuah's hanotrin from Yisom and Gedolin, you don't have to take a shvuah tochazman, because we know chazaka tochazman, chazaka and pretozman, therefore you put up a shvuah. The other halacha is halacha not to collect period from Kitan until they get older. Why are we asking, oh, why should we pick this, pick the other one? I tell you this halach. This halach is halach yipatav mishvut. Like, why are you telling me to pick that and not this? Now, you can say, maybe that's the teretz. That's what they're answering. It's not big. But you would think that you have to take a shvuah. So therefore, he wants you to know that there's no shvuah. But then, like, it's flat. Like the kasha was a kasha, and then the teretz is a teretz. The way I'm asking it, the kasha never started. Like, he's telling me the halacha about shvuah. Yes, you should feel a different halacha. It happens to be Yisomim also, but like it's a different halacha. The halacha is the chazaka in Vitozmano patters you from a shvuah. The shvuah that you would have to swear in order to, that you wouldn't pay in order to collect from Yisomim. So they're asking, why not pick a different halacha that you could collect right away, not have to wait till they get older? But this is halacha that chazaka patters you from a shvuah. And that's halacha that you can collect or not collect. Now, it's like, why are the Yerushalayim bothered by this question? And then the Teretz is, well, no, but you wouldn't know about the Shvuah. I mean, but yeah, but of course, but that's what the halacha is. It's halacha of Shvuah. That's the halacha that the Gemara chose. If the question was, say, a second halacha, okay. But that's not what they're asking. It's not what they're answering. They're asking, pick this instead of that. So I don't understand, Pasha, what is this kasha? And they're trying to use this as a raya. Must be that the other halacha is not true. Maybe you think a raya that you could collect from Kitanim, and then we have to say, no, it's not a raya. I mean, it's a raya, I'm sorry, in other words, right, you would have proven that the other halacha is not true, that you cannot collect from Kitanim because you could give Svari. No, it's not a raya. Really, you could collect from Kitanim, but the Gemara wanted to know, what you know, the Chiddush of Shavuot. Like, what was the kasha to begin with? Now, this really, full disclosure, L'chora, this, I believe that this is maybe totally in something else. This is what comes up later in the Rush, and it will take us to the major machlokas, Rishonim, about something else. Let's speak outside, then we'll look inside in the Rush further on. This is a halacha of Shvuah of Habali Par Michsa Yisomim. Now, there are all kinds of halachas of Shvuah, of other cases. This is an example of Shvuah's Hanotlin. In order to collect, you need to take a Shvuah. So one example is Yisomim. What's another example? Yukuchos. You collect from Lekuchos. It means that the loaf is sold fields. Let's say he died. Same case. He died, but it's not Yisom, it's Lekuchos. You want to collect? Maybe it was paid by the loaf. Take a shvuah. It's a mission in Ksuba. So Gabi the Isha collecting the Ksuba from Lekuchos. There's a few examples in the Mishnah Peizayin and Ksuvas of Shvuas Hanotlin. Here's another example. Hapogemes Ksuvasa, which means that the person who's coming to claim money admits that some of that debt was paid already, partially paid. It's the mirror of Modeh B'Miksas. Not that the Loveh is Modeh B'Miksas, but the Malveh who's coming agrees that some of the Shtar was partly paid. Pogemes Ksuvasa, Pogemes Shtar. Or an Eid Echad testifies that it was paid. That was the mirror of an Eid Echad midorais, an Eid Echad is Machar Shvua if it says that someone owes. Here the Eid Echad is coming to say that the claim was paid. It's only one eight. These are examples that the person claiming has to make a Shvua. Shvuas ha notlin. Not midorais, midrabanan. This raises the bar to suspect that maybe it was completely paid. If part of it is paid, maybe the rest is paid. If an eight says it was paid, maybe it was paid. So even though typically you should be able to collect, but you have to take a shvuas anotrin. Or, the Mishnah goes on, Mishnah says, minichse yisomim, minichse mechase mishubadim, lo tipar el b'shvur. What would be toch hazman in these examples? Would the person who's toveya this money that would normally have to take a shvuah midrabanan shvuah sanotrin have to swear tochazman? Here the question. The Rush quotes later, the Shem of Haigon, look at later on, Kasav HaRamban, and we find this in the Ramban by Yash without an explanation, and the Rush gives an explanation. Toward the very end of the, toward the end, the part that I gave you in the Rush, look at what it says, Kasav HaRamban, see it? B'shem Rav Haigon. I'm sorry, a few words before that. Ushtar b'toch zmano haba ligvos min halakuchos. So one of the examples. Shvos hanotkin min halakuchos. Not yeshomin, lakuchos. Kasav HaRamban, b'shem Rav Haigon, d'boi shvua. What is he saying? There's no exemption, toch hazman. You have to still take the shvua. Now, the interesting thing is, the Rush gives a reason, which we have to explain. At first glance, difficult. I'll tell you why. The Efsher, the Rambam doesn't explain why the Haigon holds this way, but the Rush gives an explanation. The Efsher, hadechashinon lipiron tfei mibiyasmi, why are we more concerned by lukuchos that it was paid more than yesomim? Shem de im isa de para, by yesomim, we can make the case that if it really was paid, havi pocket be'idan de mis. Pocket means mitzvah. He would have given instructions at the time he's dying. You should know that that chov, he wants to settle his debts and everything and let him know this was paid. Stop. So the Rush brings another factor into the mix, which at first glance raises some real questions in reading our Gemara. Let's understand. What did the Rush say? There's a difference between the Shvuas Hanotkin of coming to collect Yisomim Gedolim and, let's say, from Lukuchos. That when we say in our Gemara that you don't have to take a Shvua, it's because there is a lower level Chshash of Piron here. Because, after all, the father never said anything to the children. By Lukuchos, that Shvar doesn't hold. Apparently, he's not as concerned about the Lukuchos and their Cheshbin and whatever, and their loss. So there's no indication that it wasn't paid because he didn't say anything. Therefore, the possibility is stronger that it was paid. Therefore, that Shvuas Hanotkin doesn't get waived, even though we're talking what case? You're coming to collect when? Toch hazman. So at first glance, the svar of the Rush has to be explained because it comes out our Gemara is much more complicated than it sounds. What does it sound like in our Gemara? Why don't you have to take a Shvua? Because of one reason only, which is what? Why? Because of Ein Toch Hazmano. According to the Rush, it's not one reason only. It's two things. It's Ein Toch Hazmano, conjunction with the fact that the father didn't say anything before he died that it was paid. That's odd. That's not what the Gemara says. Leave that on the side. Meanwhile, what do we see in the Rush, B'Shem Rabbeinu Haigon? That it's specific to the Shvua of Habor Witness Yisom. On the other hand, the Rambam, Perek Yudal Malav Malav Malach Aleph, and his mocker is clearly our Gemara. What does the Rambam give? A few examples of Shvuas Hanotrin. Hapogem es Shtaro. What does that mean? The person who's collecting with the Shtar admits it's partially paid. O Eid Echad Neid al Shtar Shu Parua. Another example. That's Eid Echad. Haboi Parah Shalo Bifnei Alove. Goes on. Hanifra Min Hayoresh. Ben Katan Ben Gadol. Lo yipara ela b'shvua. Drabanan ke'en shal Torah. And v'omim lo kishe yitva hishava v'akach tito. V'im haya chov lizman. It was a chov for a particular part of time, a duration of time. V'tava bizmano, meaning before this man was up, within that window. Nifra shalo b'shvua. Shita Saramba is that Chazakah de Rish Lakish operates to exempt not just the case of Yesomim Gedolin, but all the list in the Rambam, all the whole list in the Rambam, all the Shvuas Hanotkin that I mentioned, no need for a Shvuah. Both sides. Like Rabbeinu Haigon or not? No. So now, let's come back to our question. L'chaira, what I ask you? For the Rambam, is there any question that we should be asking in this Gemara? Why did we pick the example of Yesomim Gedolim or Yitzhakel B'Shvua and not pick that because of a Chazad Resh Lakish? Why not pick the din of Enis Kakin that you normally can't collect from Kitanim because of Chashash Svari, but Tochas Man you could? Why are we picking this and not that? For the Rambam, is there anything to ask? Does the kasha start? What we're asking, pick this instead of this. What is the halacha the Gemara is stating? What kind of halacha? It's halacha that the chazaka of Reish Lakish exempts from Shvuas Hanodri. The Gemara is a different meaning of the Gemara. It's not a Yisomim halacha. It's halacha. Gemara picks. I feel miyasmi because the case of Shvua, one of the examples, Shvuas Hanodri, and among the many, is you're coming to get from Yisomim Gedolim, but if I was Shvua, the Gemara could have picked the Kuchos, the Gemara could have picked Habogim Shtaro. We know you did chazak the Reish Lakish gives you what Shvua gives you. What is the purpose of the Shvua? To establish that wasn't paid. What can serve in lieu of the Shvua? What can pater from your Shvua? What other indication? What other birur? Chazak the Reish Lakish. So chayra, the way the Rambam understood halacha, that it's not specific to the Shvua of Yisomim, Gedolim. It's halacha of all Shvuas Hanodlin. Then this entire diuk that the Rishonim are working with doesn't start. Why did the Gemara pick the din of Yisomim Gedolim Shvua and not the din of Enis Kakin? What do you mean? The Gemara is telling the halacha, the chazaka works to pater you from a Shvua Sanotrin. So Tol Chazman, there's no Shvua Sanotrin because the chazaka gives you what the Shvua is supposed to give you. Finished. So now, where's the Rush coming from? And where's the Tosis coming? Why are they asking? So we had another kasha in the Rush. The Rush said, it's only going to pater from this Shvua, and not Lukuchos, and not other things for sure not, because here we know the father didn't say anything. And we said, wait a second, so then is it based on Reish Lakish, or is it based on two different things? It's because of this or because of that? That's what the Gemara says. So what's pshat in the Rush? The answer is that the Rush understood the Gemara differently than the Rambam. It's not that the Chazaka patters from the Shvua. It's that the underlying reason for the Shvua, why is there a Shvua? Because there's a suspicion that maybe it was paid. The root reason for the Shvua, the underlying reason for the Shvua, doesn't exist if you have a Chazaka. Not the Chazaka patters from the Shvua, but that there was no reason to have a Shvua. Because we know it wasn't paid. Why do you need a Shvua? Because we think that it might have been paid. Says the Rush, you can't compare two cases. Within the context of what we're discussing, the issue is it might have been paid, it might not have been paid. But the chances that was paid are lower than other examples, because here the father didn't say anything. So the Gemara is saying that within the context of our situation and whatever the statistics are, that maybe it was paid, maybe it wasn't, that's where we don't have that chashash that maybe it was paid because of the fact that it was tozman. But it can extrapolate from that to another example. So according to the Rush, the issue is always about, are we suspecting payment or are we not? So now the Rush comes with another question and he has to give a teretz. Okay, there's another issue that's hinging on maybe there was payment made, prepayment. Namely, the question of collecting from ketanim, period, or waiting till they get older. And why don't we collect from ketanim? Because maybe there was a prepayment in the form of tzvari. Or by Milval Peh, we said, maybe in the form of piron. So why couldn't the Gemara also talk about, so it's Yisomim halacha, that by Yisomim lechoshesh for piron. So there's one halacha where choshes for piron to require a shvua by gedolim. There's halacha that where choshes for piron to postpone payment from when they're younger till they get older. And the Gemara is saying that tochazman we're not choshes for piron, so we don't need a shvua, but only over here by ukuchos the chashash is greater. There maybe you do have a need for a shvua, but there's another issue of piron regarding ketanim. Maybe there was tzvari of piron given there. So then the Rush has to discuss. Maybe the Gemara could have picked the other example. So the Rush gives the teretz, and Tosfos gives the teretz. Yeah, but if I would pick that, I would think that even after the fact that there's a chazaka of Reish Lakish, maybe there's still a need for a shvua anyway. So that's a kasha, that's a teretz. In other words, maybe shvua is still required. But at least we're talking the same language. For the Rambam, we're not talking the same language. The din of the Gemara is not halacha of Yisomim, Chashash Piron, it's halacha. Chazaka the Resh Lakish exempts you from Shvuas HaNotrin. The Gemara picked, Afilu Miyashmi, that's example of Shvuas HaNotrin. So what are you going to ask? Why not pick the din of Enes Tukin? This is for halacha. We're talking about Chazaka Patras from Shvua. For the Rush, it's more specific. It's Chazaka removes the suspicion of Piron. And only what type of suspicion? Only the suspicion that exists, the lower level chshash. The chshash that exists by the father and the yisomim, not by lekuchos, where already he didn't say anything, so we're already not so concerned. He didn't say anything. So, but maybe yes, maybe he did pay. So that's where they didn't make a takana shvur. Okay, there's another halacha to pick by yisomim. We're choshish for piron by ketanim, and therefore you can't collect till you get older. So talk about that halacha. Just to show you that you can learn the Gemara, again, in two different ways. If you look at Rabbeinu Gershom, he has a whole nupshat that you see where he's coming from. It's specific Yisomim Halacha, how he puts it on the side. What does he say on this Afil Miyasmi? She'im toyin echad lachaveiro. Someone says, praticha toch zmano, umes. So he made a claim before he died, that he paid. But his claim was that the payment was on toch zmano. His tainas patur before he died was, I paid toch zmano. And he left Yisomim. Says Rabbeinu Gershom, the Yisomim have to pay. Because they can't say, Shamanu Yavinu Shama Shapara b'toch zmano. We don't buy that taina of the Yisomim that the father told them he paid toch zmano. For Rabbeinu Gershom, is this halacha that patras and shvuas hanotrin? No. It's halacha specifically, locally, to the din of Yisomim and Tosvana by Yisomim. Again, a whole new pshat. A whole new pshat than anything we've seen so far. But again, I think that this is l'chaira what you have in, possibly within the Rambam on the one hand, and Rabbeinu Haigon and the Ramban on the other hand, and what you see in terms of this very question, and whether it should be even a question. Meanwhile, we also brought in another part of the Rush, again, that the Rush explains that the chshash piron over here is lower because the father didn't say anything. And again, how does that work into our Gemara? The Gemara doesn't talk about a second umdina. The Gemara only talks about chazak de Resh Lakish. I think the answer is what we're saying. Chazak de Resh Lakish enters in, not in a vacuum. It enters into a context of what we're discussing. We're discussing a case of Yisomim Gedolim, where we know the possibilities, we know statistics, and we say maybe, but maybe not. And that's where the Chazaka says, don't be choshesh that it was paid. Says the Rush, you can't extrapolate to Lekuchos, because there the possibility of Piron is greater. But meanwhile, it's specifically about Yisomim and Achshash Piron of Yisomim. And therefore, we could have just as well exchanged the Gemara sentence for a different sentence, for the din of Enes Kuk. Says the Rush, yeah, but if you did that, you wouldn't know this extra chidush. Maybe Shvuah is still required. Shvuah says, Afa pikeni need a Shvuah. So that's at least a question and an answer. And here you have the other is shown in the Rambam, I guess, and he says, no, that there's a halacha of Shvuah's hanotrin, and he includes all these various examples, and he says, Toch hazman, there's no need to take a Shvuah. According to the Rambam, the Gemara reads differently. It's not Yisomim halacha. It's not that we took away the chshash piron. It's a chazaka patters from Shvuas HaNotrin. Shvuas HaNotrin says, I have to swear that I'm entitled to the money. I wasn't paid. Chazaka gives you what Shvuah gives you. And therefore, that's the Gemara. That's the Gemara. Feel me ask it. Okay. Okay. Dr. Chazaka, right?